Which one?
The new one. Three.
Number three. Okay. The committee on this one, for point of information, requests the Senate to reject this proposal.
You got to bring this a motion.
The motion is a proposal to change the foreign language requirements of BLS and BOL degree.
Point of order.
Currently.
There is no motion number three before the body.
So the
making
one
a motion right now.
It's the only
there is no motion before the body. Number three.
It's no longer number three.
All right, so motion number one.
Previous motion three, not motion one.
Okay.
There is no motion number one before the body. It was ruled verboten. It was not approved for reconsideration
by
anybody.
That wasn't what, that's not what we decided. Patrick Saucier, Extended University, that's not what we decided. We decided to not suspend the rule.
That's what I said. Therefore, this motion doesn't exist before the body, so bringing a motion to not approve it.
That's not the motion. The motion is coming from committee, a new motion that looks a whole lot like the one that was called number three last time. It's a new motion, motion number one for this meeting.
So, I
so my question is, does the committee want to make that motion? And if there's a second.
It's coming from committee, it doesn't need a second.
It doesn't need a second. Are you making that motion, Tom?
I'm making the motion, but I'm also suggesting or requesting the Senate to reject this this proposal. That's the verdict coming out of the committee.
Okay, now we have a motion. Is there a discussion of the motion?
Bundrick Lancaster, could you talk a little bit more about this kind of odd arrangement where you're making a motion but asking us to turn it down?
Historical. Going back to April, this was presented as a motion, rule substantive, and to be brought back for voting today. That's what we're trying to do, and then we had cross motions to suspend the rule.
My question is, if I understood correctly, you're saying that the committee wants the Senate to vote no on the motion that the committee is bringing, which is a little confusing to me because I would assume that that meant the committee wouldn't bring the motion. So I'm asking for some explanation of that.
When the committee met, we understood at that point it is coming as unfinished business.
Ah, I see.
But between 1 o'clock and now, it has changed many forms again. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Tom Bratz, Apache. So is it safe to say that the Systems Affairs Committee is not bringing this motion forward anymore then?
But it just did. So
by rule, we have to bring it back.
I was going to vote it up with us since it did.
Patrick Saucier, Extended University. I think what happened was is that the motion was put forth by the committee previously, and it should have been voted on today because it wasn't published on the website according to the new rule, which we suspended on the previous two motions but are not suspending on this motion, we didn't want the motion to die just because of that technicality. So we're honoring the spirit of what the committee did before, which was present this motion. We want to represent it, but the committee now, whatever it was before, but the committee now decides that they don't really want to support.
Daniel Lancaster, so just to be totally clear, if we vote no, then we are voting yes to System Affairs' recommendation, and no.
If you do not want the motion to
yes,
pass,
in agreement with your recommendation.
No vote
to reject.
Will kill the motion. The yes vote will keep it alive.
Mine was just a request from the committee to vote no on it. The request to vote no is not a motion.
So if we say no, we're voting. We're saying yes to you.
Right.
Okay, right. Thank you.
To you, but not the motion.
Bundrick Lancaster, given the complexity and everything that's going on with this and the kind of mixed feelings from the committee, I wonder if the Senate would entertain a motion to table this. I'd like to make that motion.
Yeah, second for that motion.
It's generally better to make a motion to refer to something to do the work that would presumably put it back on the table.
We have a motion, is there a second, and then we discuss it. Is there a second?
Is there a second to table?
To table, second to table?
Second.
He has a second. Is there a discussion?
I didn't discuss the table.
I think we do.
You want to?
Okay.
I'm gonna let him.
You may not debate.
I will.
Yes.
Did you want to discuss that?
We can't discuss it, it's on the table.
All right, then we move on.
We now vote on whether we table.
What?
We move on to voting whether we table.
There, yes. All in favor, say aye to table the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
You want opposed?
No.
No.
I think the noes have it.
Would you call for a hand vote, please?
All in favor, say aye, raise your hand. All opposed? The noes have it.
You're right.
Now we're back to the original motion. Still on the table.
Sam Namasakahashi, why are you recommending that we don't approve this? Maybe I'm forgetting from last time, but...
The motion requests, actually, currently the requirement for a foreign language course 122 is the requirement for both BLS and BOL degree requirements. And the motion suggests, or proposes rather, that this requirement be changed to any 6 hours of foreign language or a placement score of 2. The reason many, and again it was a little controversial on the System Affairs Committee as well, the reason it got requested that the Senate turn it down is because many feel that this is watering the foreign language requirement down, that this is watering down the liberal arts requirement of BOL and BLS. They feel that students should be exposed to some amount of foreign culture or language. Does that answer your question?
That's a very substantive. I shouldn't admit this because it means it'll pass, but I mean it won't pass. I happen to support this motion. And there was dialogue within the committee. It seems to me that one reasonable reason to vote against this is that you believe that a 122 foreign language course, which goes beyond the basic requirements of the university, is essential for a liberal arts degree. I think a very strong argument can be made on that point. I don't happen to agree with that. I believe that you can still have a liberal arts degree without the additional or existing 122 course. It's, again, a debatable point. I think that we can get at cultural awareness within the Carolina core learning objectives that exist for all degrees. This is not, the change is not in violation of that. But for me, the fundamental question is, do you think the 122 course, which requires reading, writing, and speaking exit exam in that language, is necessary for a liberal arts degree? And I consider both the BLS and the BOL to be liberal degrees. Or do you think it isn't essential? And if it isn't essential, what would be the advantage of removing that requirement? And I think the advantage of removing the requirement would be a way to attract more students to the degree, to be somewhat pragmatic about it. Thank you.
I want to address a couple of points Robert said, made. And I think there is a distinction between an essential course, and no one course that we require is essential, and a valuable course. And this one, I would argue, is. Also, a lot of people have said that the 122 requirement goes beyond the basic requirements of the university. That is both true and not true. The BA in psychology requires 122. The BS in psychology, the bachelor's degree in criminal justice, the bachelor's in sociology, the bachelor's in English, the bachelor's in history and philosophy and political science. I could go on. So if we take away that 122 requirement, we are watering it down compared to those other degrees that are the closest in spirit to what the BLS in particular is trying to teach. And I think it's ultimately to undermine the degree's long-term desirability and value, which rely in large part on the communication skills taught by the program. And I have had plenty of advisees suggest that they are torn between the BLS and a degree on campus in Columbia because they're not sure the BLS is a real degree. They're a little bit insecure about its legitimacy and how its rigor will be perceived. I think if we remove this 122 requirement, that will make it more attractive to some students, I'm sure, and less attractive to others.
Councilmember Sumter, I certainly take the point of the choice of words of essential versus valuable. It isn't essential. I do agree it is valuable. But is it necessary for the degree? I think we're just going to disagree on that point. The value of the BLS and BLL to students is indeed, I'm not sure that the presence or absence of 122 adds, is perceived as adding to the value. As a student would perceive it. And I'm saying that from the kind of advisees that I tend to get. They're really looking for a college degree. They really are sort of a special group of people. And there are two groups of people that I see. One is a pre-professional, someone who's going to go into law school or med school. And I've had several of my advisees use the BLS to do that. And then the other, which is a larger number for me personally, of they come in and they say, I want a degree in something, and I say, they'll name something, and I say, based on further dialogue, what's more important to you, a degree in that or a college degree? And if they say a college degree, that's when we explore this option a little bit more. I do think it is important to that student, and I think even those students get a valuable degree. I don't think this is as critical a part of it, although I can understand why some would think so. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Sam Down, South Hatchie. I think it's important that our students are maybe not fluent in another language, but have the opportunity to be able to converse with other people in another language. If they're going to go to law, if they're going to be a doctor, they're going to have Latino patients or Latino clients that they need to communicate with. And on top of that, I think it's much more important that our students realize, particularly our rural students, realize that there is a world outside of the rural country, or outside of South Carolina, that does not always agree with their perspectives. And they need to be able to think critically about everybody's perspective. And I think a step in that direction is exposing them to culture and another culture.
Because a lot of people think that Spanish before long will no longer be a foreign language. Any other discussion? Being none, we'll call for a vote. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
We're not voting.
This
on
is under new business.
We
can't vote today, right?
No.
We did
this
not.
That is correct. This is a substitute.
Okay.
So we'll consider this a substantive motion, and we'll bring it up at the next meeting again. Thank you, guys.
Why is it ruled substantive again? This isn't revising any bylaws. It's not revising any manual. I would argue that it doesn't have to be considered to be substantive. This has been out there for quite a while. I would ask the chair to reconsider labeling it substantive.
Tom Bragg, Saukatchee, according to McLaurin's motion, which we passed, it's brought forward as new business. It needs to be posted on the website.
Sorry.
That was the whole premise of this
whole fiasco.
That's only for substantive motions. If this is a new motion, it has never been ruled substantive.
Okay.
I just did.
Okay.
So he's asking you. Bring it up next time. Just okay. Be on the safe side. Okay. Any other discussion? Any other new business? Wow. Did we hear a motion to adjourn? Are there any announcements before we turn, by the way?
Hey, a second, just adjourn.
All things aye. Anyone opposed?
Thank you.
I hope y'all have a happy weekend.